ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरये नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्तं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवती नैष्ठिकी। So yesterday we discussed the 10th verse of the first chapter of the second canto. Today we will read through 11 to 19th verses and then come to the verse 20th.
昨天呢，我们已学习了第二篇，圣严伯加尔谈第二篇第一章的第十节诗。那今天呢，我们要通灵一下，从第十一节诗到第十九节诗，最后到二十节诗。So
in the 10th verse, Shukadeva Goswami told Parikshit Maharaj how Srimad Bhagavatam is the essence of the entire Vedas, and by hearing Srimad Bhagavatam attentively, one achieves the unflinching faith in the Supreme Lord, who is the giver of all salvation.
在这几节诗里面呢，就是苏拉利普斯拉里告诉帕尔普基的王，这个为什么圣严伯加瓦坛是所有伟大文献的精华，而且呢通过有规律的学习圣严伯加瓦坛，人就可以获得坚定不移的未知之主做破坏人的信心，得到解脱。So
just by hearing Srimad Bhagavatam, we can understand the Supreme Personality of God. And by understanding Srimad Bhagavatam, we can achieve the ultimate perfection of life. And that ultimate perfection of life is liberation from material bondage and developing love, a loving relationship with the Supreme Personality of God. So now we'll go to the verse 11. एतन् निर्विद्यमानानां इच्छथाम् अकुतो भयम् योगिनां नृपनिर्णीतां हरेर नामानुकीर्तनम्। ओ किंग, कॉन्स्टेंट चैंटिंग ऑफ द होली नेम ऑफ द लॉर्ड आफ्टर द वेज ऑफ ग्रेट ऑथोरिटीज इज द डाउटलेस and fearless way of success for all, including those who are free from all material desires, those who are desirous of all material enjoyment, and also those who are self-satisfied by dint of transcendental knowledge.
无论是摆脱了一切物质欲望的人，是想要进行所有的物质享乐的人，还是因为有超然的知识而内心感到满足的人，总之被所有的人来说，按伟大的权威所推荐的方式，一直不断的吟诵吟唱至尊主的圣名，是没有疑问、没有恐惧的成功之路。
So, by constantly chanting, we can achieve all perfection. No matter whatever our condition is, whether we are free from all material desires or we are full of material desires, by chanting the holy name of the Lord, we will achieve the perfection of our existence. Even those who are completely satisfied in their heart, by dint of their transcendental knowledge, even they derive transcendental benefit by chanting the holy name of the Lord constantly. So this actually is indicating that there are some processes, some spiritual practices that brings to the point of ultimate spiritual success. But chanting of the holy name is continued even after achieving ultimate perfection. There are the means and there are the goals. Means are meant for achieving the goal. Generally, when the goal is achieved, then the means are given up. Like for example, one practices the process of yoga, but when one achieves the perfection of yoga in samadhi, then he doesn't need to practice yoga anymore. Or one goes to the university to acquire knowledge, and when he acquires the knowledge, he leaves the university. But devotional service and chanting the holy name of the Lord is not like that. The uniqueness of devotional service is, it is the means as well as it is the goal. By chanting the holy name of the Lord, we achieve spiritual perfection. And after achieving spiritual perfection, one continues to chant the holy name of the Lord and rendering devotional service.
And
So that is the point that has been made here, that the constant chanting of the holy name of the Lord after the ways of the great authorities is the doubtless and fearless way of success for all, including those who are free from all material desires, those who are desirous of all material enjoyment, and also those who are self-satisfied by dint of transcendental knowledge. All the entire human society can be classified, can be divided into three categories. Those who are free from material desires. Those who are full of material desires. And those who have achieved spiritual perfection. Is there any fourth category? Akamo sarva kamo va moksha kamo udarodhi tibrena bhakti yogena jajeta purusham. So there also, in this verse also, human beings have been divided into these three categories. Akama, one who doesn't have any desire. Sarva kama, one who is full of desires or for material enjoyment. And moksha kama, the ones, those who are desirous of liberation. So, whatever is your condition, whether you are full of material desires or you are free from material desires, or you are already perfected in your, with your spiritual knowledge. What should you do? You must chant the holy name of
the Lord.
And never ever give up chanting the holy name. So now we go to the next verse, text 12. King Pramattasya Bahubhi Padukshai Hayai Nayai Riha Baram Muhuttam Viditam Ghatate Shreyase Yataha. What is the value of prolonged life which is wasted, inexperienced by years in this world? Better a moment of full consciousness, because that gives one a start in searching after his supreme interest.
在世多年却没有变成主，这种虚度光阴的长寿有什么价值？不如那幡然醒悟的一瞬间，因为那使人开始寻求他最高的利益。So,
Parikshit Sukadev Goswami now is making one point, that what's the point in having a very long duration of life which is just wasted in all kinds of undesirable
activities?
So, It is better to rather live for just one moment of full spiritual consciousness. Because that will give one the start or lead one to search after his supreme interest. And what is the supreme interest? The supreme interest is Krishna consciousness. So that is the intelligent approach to life.
Approach to
life. Actually, that point has been made also somewhere in Srimad Bhagavatam, that don't the trees live for many, many years? A tree lives for many, many years. In California, there is a redwood tree that is more than 5,000 years old. But what's the point in living like a tree for 5,000 years old? Well, 5,000 years ago, Krishna was performing his pastime. But did the tree in California derive any benefit out of Krishna's pastime? So rather be able to live for a fraction of a moment in Krishna consciousness than for 5, 6, 10,000 years. What is the use of a life that is just centered around eating, sleeping, mating and defending? And actually everyone, all the animals, insects, trees and plants, even most of the human beings, they're just living just for eating, sleeping, mating and defending. In the lower species of life, the life is just annamaya, just for the sake of eating. Where shall I get some food? And then when the belly is full, then sleep. Where shall I sleep? Then there is a fear. If I am sleeping and if somebody comes and disturbs my sleep, let me defend myself very nicely. And then mating, sex life. So the higher one goes, the higher consciousness is, the more advanced is their sex desire. Higher one goes, more intense is his sex desire. The trees and plants also have their sex life. The flower comes out, then there are male flowers and female flowers. And they're depending when some bee will come and take the male pollens to the female pollens.
逆风来的时候，就会当它吹那个逆时候，就会把那个雄花的那个花粉啊、花的里面的东西，就带到那个雌花里面去。
Not actually pollen, like the pollens will be taken to the stigma of the flower.
它就是把那个雄花的那个花粉花花里面的花带到那个雌花里面，这样子叫它。
And as a result of that sex life, the fruit comes out.
那这样一种的性生活的结果，就是水果就出来。
And inside the fruit, there is a seed.
那在水果里头呢，有种子。
Which is the process for continuity of their existence.
而这个水果里面的种子，就是这种树木的不断繁衍的结果。
So, in this way, we can see that every living entity is actually living for these four purposes, mainly. Eating, sleeping, mating, something else.
所以这样我们可以看到所有物种它们的生活的主要活动就是这四项活动，就是吃、睡、防备和交配。
But the human form of life specially is meant for a higher purpose.
但是人体的生命实际上是为了达到更崇高的目的而有的。
And that purpose is Athato Brahma Jikyasa. Now, the goal of life is to inquire about our spiritual identity.
那这个更崇高的目标是什么？经典里就说，现在是询问我们人生的这个目的的时刻到了。
My spiritual identity, what is my actual identity?
要询问我们那个灵性的身份，我真正的灵性身份是什么？
Who am I?
我是谁？
Is this my bodily identity? Is my real identity, or am I beyond that?
这个我这个身体里头，我的一个跟身体有关的所有的身份，是真正的我吗？还是我有着其他的身份
？And this way we come to recognize our actual identity as spirit soul.
这样我们就开始认识到自己的真正的身份是灵体的灵魂。
Verse 13, Khattanga namo Rajarshi.Gyato by Gyate Ayatva Mihayushaha Muhurte Sarva Mushrija Gata Vana Bhayam Hari. The saintly King Khattanga, after being informed that the duration of his life would be only a moment more, at once freed himself.From all material activities and took shelter of the supreme safety, the personality of Godhead.
第十三节议论，神圣的坎万德王在被告知其寿命只剩下片刻时，立刻停止所有物质活动，脱离于人伦守神最安全的地步。
King Khattanga.Was a very powerful king, and once he was fighting on behalf of the demigods against the demons.
This Khattanga 王是一个非常强大有力的君王。那有一次呢，他就代表这个半神在跟恶魔作战。
And he fought very powerfully, very valiantly in the heavenly planets for the demigods, and.Then, after the battle, the demigods were so pleased with him, they asked him, tell me what we can do for you.
那他呢，就是在这个天堂星球里头，代表这个半神跟这个恶魔作战，那特别的强大有力，非常的英勇无畏。那等到整个战斗结束了以后，半神就来问他说，你想要什么样的祝福，我们能给你什么样的利益？
They actually wanted to give King Khattanga some benediction for material enjoyment.
These 半神实际上想给这个坎万德王一些个物质的
But what did King Khatanga tell them? He simply asked them, tell me when I'm going to die. So he was a very intelligent person. So he simply wanted to find out when he would be leaving his body. And the demigods told him that he had only 44 minutes left. So then Khatanga immediately came back to the earth planet and he finished all his material businesses like he was a king. So he made his son, he said that, okay, my son will become the successor to my throne, and he prepared for death. So I'll just read this part. This means that he was not anxious to accumulate some material benediction from the demigods as he was to prepare himself for the next life. Can you, it's in the middle of the purport. However, he was informed by the demigods, however, that his life would last only a moment longer. A moment means 44 minutes. No, I'm sorry, not 44 minutes. 48 multiplied by 96 minutes. 96. Muhurta, like Brahma Muhurta. You know of Brahma Muhurta? Muhurta. He was informed that he has only one Muhurta left. He had 96 minutes, about 1.5 hours left. So the king at once left the heavenly kingdom, which is always full of material enjoyment of the highest standard, and coming down to this earth, took ultimate shelter of the all-safe personality of God. The higher planetary systems are full of material enjoyment. Therefore, one cannot get out of this material nature from the higher planetary system. To get out of the material nature, one has to come to the earth planet. The universe is like a 14-story building. 14-story building. Out of those 14 stories, 7 are above ground and 7 are underground. Now, if you want to go out of the house, go out of the building, how will you go out? Can you go out of the building from the seventh floor?
我们能够从那个几层楼高的地方走出这个大厦吗？
Yeah, if you have a helicopter, you can.
如果能飞的话。
If you have a helicopter. Yeah. But normally if you want to go out of the building, what do you have to do? You have to come to the ground floor.
所以一般的情况，如果直升飞机的情况，我们要想走出大厦，必须从七层楼上走到这个底层一楼。
So the ground floor of the universe is the earth planet.
而这个宇宙里面的七层楼就是地球。
And therefore, and especially in the earth planet, when you get a human form of life, that means you are all set to get out of this universe.
而在这个物质世界里面，在这个地球上有这个人体生命，而这个人体生命具备了所有摆脱物质世界的方便条件。
But you have to first of all know where to go to.
但是你首先知道你要上哪去。
Then only becomes the question of getting out of the building.
一开始呢，就是问题是离开这个大厦。
Those who do not know where to go, they simply go either up or down, up and down.
这个一般不知道到底该上哪去的人，他就会一直在这个宇宙大厦里面上上下下、上上下下走。
But those who have the opportunity and the facility, they know how to get out of this universe, get out of this material nature, and then go to the spiritual world.
那些个就是很幸运的，有了知识，知道应该去什么地方，应该怎么去的人，他就可以从这个地球的这个一楼就能够走出这个宇宙的物质世界的大厦。
Jai Shri Shri Krishna Balaram Ki Jai Jai Shri Shri Radha Madanohan Lalita Vishakha Devi Ki Shri Shri Gaurnitai Ki Srila Prabhupada Ki So this king wasn't he very intelligent?
This king was very intelligent.
And what was his name?
他的名字叫什么？
King Khattanga. Khattanga. Now we go to the text 14.
好，现在读第十四节。
Tavappi tarhi kaurabhya saptaham jivitavadhi upakalpayo tatsarvam.Tavad dat sampagraikam. Maharaj Parikshit, now your duration of life is limited to 7 more days. So during this time, you can perform all those rituals which are needed for the best purpose of your next life.
Maharaj Parikshit.你的寿命现在只剩七天了，你可以在这段时间内举行那些最有利于你来生的仪式。
So, Sukhdev Goswami reminded Parikshit Maharaj that you have only 7 days left.
所以在这里，Sukhdev Goswami在提醒帕尔普西的老说，你现在还剩只剩下七天了。
So prepare yourself for the next life.
所以你应该为你的来生做准备。
Do whatever is necessary to make your next life perfect.
你应该为了你的来生达到完美而做所需要做的一切。
Go to text 15. Antakale tu purusha agate gata sadhya saha.Chinda dasanga shastrena sprihan dehe nuye chatam. At the last stage of one's life, one should be bold enough not to be afraid of death. But one must cut off all attachments to the material body and everything pertaining to it and all desires thereof.
在人生的最后阶段，人应该勇敢无畏，不怕死亡。但是人必须斩断对物质躯体的一切依恋，断绝与它相关的一切，终止因它而产生的各种欲望。
So what should we try to do at the last stage of our life?
所以在我们人生的最后阶段，我们应该做什么呢？
Call the best doctor. Call the best doctor.
是去找那个最好的医生来吗？
Try to get admission in the best hospital.
是试着在这个最好的医院里面找到最好的医疗条件吗？
And try to prolong our life span.
是试图延长我们的生命吗？
No.
不是。
We should be prepared. We should know when the time has come to leave the body. We should prepare ourselves to face death properly.
所以当这个死亡的时刻要到来的时候，我们应该知道，这个时候不是做那一个调整，而是应该好好的做准备，让我们能够很好的面对。
At that time, one should not be afraid of dying.
在死亡的时刻，人不应该惧怕死亡。
Rather, he should remember that now the time has come to free myself from this material bondage.
而应该是什么呢？是应该记住啊，现在这个时刻到了，我应该利用这个时刻把自己这个摆脱出物质的束缚。
It is difficult to free ourselves from material bondage when a body is healthy and strong.
当这个身体特别的健康而且强有力的时候，说要让自己摆脱物质的束缚是非常困难的。
When the body is healthy and strong, then we like to eat, we like to breathe nicely, we like to. That time, the soul is very closely attached to the body.
当我们的身体非常健康、非常强壮的时候，我们想要很好的吃，想要很好的呼吸，在这个身体里面的这个灵魂特别的依恋这个身体。
Especially when the body is young, the soul's attachment to the body is very strong.
特别是当这个身体是在一种很年轻的阶段的时候，那个灵魂就特别的依恋这个身体。
Good health actually means.Soul is very nicely situated in the body.
那个身体健康意味着这个灵魂在身体里面住的是非常舒服的一种状态。
So when the soul is very nicely situated in the body, it is difficult to free ourselves from the material attachment.
所以当灵魂很舒舒服服的坐在身体里头的时候，它当然就很困难，说要自己摆脱掉这种物质的束缚的状态。
But by nature's arrangement.We are going to become old.
但是呢，在大自然的安排下，我们不得不最后就是要变老。
We will become diseased.
我们也会生病。
So these are actually the nature's arrangement to free the soul from its attachment to the body.
实际上，这是大自然的安排，让通过这样的安排，让灵魂慢慢的就开始。
And a person situated in knowledge should welcome that.
而具有知识的人，处在知识层面上的人，应该非常欢迎这样的处境。
He will not see that, oh, I'm getting old. He will rather see that, oh, now the soul is becoming free from the attachment of the body.
那当别人老了的时候，就会觉得很难过。但是有知识人就觉得，哦，这是一个机会，让我逐渐的不再依恋这个物质躯体。
He should not think, now I have become diseased. He should think, oh, it's nature is making me, helping me to become free from my attachment to the body.
当然生病的时候我们应该讲，哦，大自然在就是安排我，让我逐渐不再依恋物质身体，能够摆脱物质的束缚。
Then the time comes for the soul now ready to leave the body.
好，那当死亡到来的时候，那么对于灵魂来说就是 OK, 已经准备好了。
So he should take this as a golden opportunity to free himself from the attachment of the material nature.
所以人应该把这种疾病啊、变老啊，都应该当作是一种机会，使得自己不再依恋物质的躯体，而能够摆脱物质自然的束缚的机会。
And then what should he do at that time? When the soul is about to leave the body, he is now free from the material attachment, he is free to go now. But the question is, where will he go? That he will have to decide at that time, where he will go. That time, he will have to decide whether he should remain attached to the material nature or he will go back to God. And if he can think of Krishna at that time, if he can think of the Supreme Personality of Godhead at that time, he will go back to the spirit. And this training we are getting from the scriptures. Sukadeva Goswami is telling Parikshit Maharaj that remember the incident of Khatanga. He could have asked the demigods at that time, oh, give me a duration of life for 20,000 years. And the demigods could have given him that benediction. They all had to say, granted. But Khatanga didn't want to take any such benediction. He simply asked, tell me how much time do I have left? And they told him, just one muhurta. And Khatanga did not wait. He said, thank you very much. He immediately came to the earth planet because this is the perfect place, as I told you earlier, to get out of this material. And what must he have done at that time? He fixed his mind at the lotus feet of Krishna. Now we go to the next verse, text 16. Grihat prabra jito dhira punna tirtha jalahutaha shucho vivikta ashina vidhivat kalpitashane. One should leave home and practice self-control. In a sacred place, he should bathe regularly and sit down in a lonely place, duly sanctified.
一人人应该离开家练习自制，应该在神圣的地方有规律的沐浴，在你被适当圣化的天地之处坐下。
Text 17. Abhyasen manasa shuddham tribriddha jhaksharam param mano jacche jitashasho brahma bijam abhishmaran. After sitting in the above manner, making the mind remember the three transcendental letters A, U, Ma, and by regulating the breathing process, control the mind, so as to forget the transcendental seed.
译文按上述方式坐下后，要在心中记住三个超然的字母阿乌梦，然后借助调整呼吸的程序，控制住心念，以便不忘超然的德。Text
18. Gradual, okay. Niyachet vishaye bhokshan manasa buddhi sarathi mano karma virakshiptam subhate dharayatiya. Gradually, as the mind becomes progressively spiritualized, withdraw it from sense activities, and by intelligence the senses will be controlled. The mind too absorbed in material activities can be engaged in the service of the personality of Godhead and become fixed in full transcendental consciousness.
译文出现了，随着心念越来越灵性化，注意力便从感官活动上撤离，这时运用智力就可以控制住感官了。沉溺于物质活动的心，如果用来为人格守护，就会变得专注于完美的超然意识。So,
Sukadeva Goswami is advising Parikshit Maharaj about the process of yoga system.
在这里呢，苏格雷格斯瓦米在告诉哈尔普西的话，有关瑜伽的整个程序。This
Ashtanga yoga system involves going to a solitary place.
这个八步瑜伽的程序就是先要到一个僻静的圣地去。And
practicing to free the mind from the attachment of matter.
而且就开始练习，把自己的心开始摆脱掉这种对物质感官享乐的执着上。And
this process has a very elaborate sense controlling aspect.
那这个整个这个程序实际上对于那种控制感官是特别注重、特别强调的。
So the first and foremost consideration is actually to withdraw the senses from the objects of the senses.
所以首先的这个要考虑的就是要把整个的注意力从感官活动上要撤回来。Or
withdraw it from sense activities.
或者是把那个感官享乐把感官活动上要撤回来。Now
it's a very difficult task, very difficult job.
那这个是非常非常困难的一件事情，要控制感官的活动，感官享乐是很困难的。
Those days, people were very, very powerful, and that's why they could indulge in such difficult act.
在过去的年代里面，人们是非常强大有力的，因此呢，就被授予了这样的一种灵修的方法。
But because in this age people have become very weak, that process is not valid anymore.
那由于在我们这个年代里面的人是非常非常虚弱的，因此像八步瑜伽的这样的方式，我们练练。That
process is not effective anymore.
这个八步瑜伽的程序对我们来说已经不起作用了。Like
as you can see, how many people can go to a solitary place and live all by himself?
好，我们现在可以看到，有多少人可以到一个非常僻静的地方去，独自一个人的去住。But
that is the first requirement of yoga system.
但是这个是瑜伽整个的程序里面的第一个要做的，第一件要做的事。That
one has to go to a solitary place, like in on top of a mountain or to a deep, dense forest.
就是像那种特别僻静的地方，是人要么要到就是高山的顶上去，要么就是要到森林的深处去。And
then withdraw the mind from the senses.
然后接下来呢，是把整个的注意力从感官上撤回。That
is why they actually have to go to a solitary place, because otherwise it's not possible to free the mind from the senses.
这是为什么要做到这一点，必须要到僻静的地方去，否则在很热闹的地方，人不可能把自己的注意力从感官上撤回来。
by intelligence, the senses can, should be controlled.
好，那我们要通过这个智力，最后控制住感官。And
the mind should be freed by engaging it in the service of the Lord.
而这个心呢，应该让它摆脱物质活动，让这个心只用来为人格守成度服务。And
then only it can be fixed in full transcendental consciousness.
人只有这么做，才能够变得专注于完美的超然意识。
The next verse, text 19.
第十九节诗。
Tatraika bhavayam, tatraika bhavayam khayet apuchinnena chetasa mano nirvishayam yukta tato kinchana nasmare padam tat paramam vishnu mano jatra pasprishitati. Thereafter, you should meditate upon the limbs of Vishnu, one after another, without being deviated from the conception of the complete body. Thus the mind becomes free from all sense objects. There should be no other things to be thought upon, because the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Vishnu, is the ultimate truth. The mind becomes completely reconciled in Him only.
一文之后，你应该在不忘记威士禄的整体形象的情况下，逐一冥想威士禄的四施，这样人就会不再想任何物质的对象，至尊和守成威士禄是最高真理，因此只有全神贯注于它，才能感到心满意足。So
he is giving the instruction how to fix the mind on the transcendental nature.
在这里呢，就是在教导君王说，怎么样把注意力集中在超然的这个自然上。And
he is saying that at that time the mind should be fixed on the limbs of the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
在这些诗里就说了，应该把注意力、把心念完全集中在至尊人格守成的四肢上。
One should fix the mind at the limbs of the Lord one after another. Without being deviated from the concept of complete body of the Lord.
而且呢，是不要把整个的这样至尊主的整个的身体形象把它给忘掉。
The way to meditate upon the Lord is first at His lotus feet.
那冥想至尊主的方法是，首先先冥想至尊主的莲花。Then
gradually, one's consciousness should go to the higher and higher limbs of His body.
然后逐渐的让自己的意识逐渐逐渐往上转到他的不同的四肢上。From
the feet to His legs.
从莲花足到他的腿,
then to his thighs,
然后到他的这个臀部,
then to his waist,
然后到腰部,
his abdomen,
他的腹部,
his chest,
他的胸部,
his arms,
他的手臂,
his neck,
他的颈部,
his lotus face,
然后他的莲花脸,
and in this way one should meditate upon the Lord.
所以这个就是人应该冥想至尊主的方法。And
one should be very, very conscious that his meditation is not broken by any other thought.
而人应该那个时候要特别的注意，任何其他的念头都不应该把人的注意力从至尊主身上移开。Not
like meditating on the lotus feet of the Lord, and then all of a sudden, we start thinking about the Vietnam War. Or the war in Iraq. Terrorists in Pakistan. Or the big industrial fair in Beijing.
Oh,
So that is what happens normally. Our mind doesn't have the ability to be fixed on one point. Our mind tends to move constantly. Therefore, the mind has been described as chanchal, constantly moving. Chalati iti chanchala. The mind is always flickering, always drifting. But one must fix his consciousness that the limbs of the Lord, his body, his transcendental body, because he is the ultimate shelter, the ultimate truth. Now, I mentioned earlier that in this age, we do not actually have the ability to fix our mind in this way in the process of meditation or yoga. Therefore, the Supreme Personality of Godhead has given us a very simple process for achieving spiritual perfection. And that process is to chant the holy name of the Lord. Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama,
Hare Hare.
So that Maha Mantra, just chanting the Maha Mantra, we can achieve the ultimate spiritual perfection. We won't have to go to a dense forest or a mountain cave. We won't have to try to free the mind from the attachment of the senses. We do not have to undergo any of these difficult tasks. We simply have to utter the holy name of the Lord through our tongue. And if we can do that at the time of death, at the time of leaving the body, then the Lord will personally come to take us back to God. And just in case we forget to chant, it is important that we make sure that the devotees are there when we are leaving our body. If we forget to chant, then the devotees will remind us to chant. And they'll not only remind us to chant, they themselves will chant for us.
为我们吟诵吟唱，就不胜你。
And the Lord will come.
那基督就会到来。
Therefore, it is very important to remain in the association of devotees all the time.
这就是为什么，就是一直不断跟奉献者交往的原因是那么的重要。
Because then the devotees will help us to achieve our ultimate destination.
因为奉献者会帮助我们最终达到生命的完美。
Hare Krishna. So today I couldn't also go to the today's verse, so we'll do the verse tomorrow.
今天没有工作，没有第二章，明天我们会讲第二章。
Does anybody have any question?
大家有什么问题吗？
Yes.The first
disease and old age.
Disease and old
age. This is for detachment from the material body.
Yes.
So should we voluntarily practice neglect over that?
Mm. Good point.
那那个艾克山法官问马马拉提的问题说，你刚才提到啊，这个年老还有疾病可以帮助我们，就是变得不再执着于我们这个物质身体。那是不是意思就是说，我们自觉自愿的就是要这么做，然后我们忽视我们的身体健康的问题？那马马拉提是一个很好的。
When we have service to render, we must make it a point to keep our body healthy and fit.
嗯，那马尔就说了，当我们要是要为至尊做服务的时候，我们应该注意要使身体健康，维护身体的健康。
Therefore, devotees must take care of their health first.
因此呢，奉献者首先要注意身体的健康。
But by nature's arrangement, you see the body will become old.
但是在大自然的安排下，我们看到身体不管怎么样都会变老。
And when that time comes, when the body becomes, the nature's arrangement becomes old and becomes diseased, then no matter how much you try to take care, you won't be able to take care.
在大自然的安排下，当我们变老了或者是生病了，是在大自然的安排下如果发生这些的话，那无论我们怎么维护我们的身体，也不会情况不会变好。
Then we have to realize.The call is coming from there.
那那个时候我们就要意识到，真正我们的人生目标是什么。
And we should take it as an indication of a warning.
我们就应该把这样的一种状况当作是对我们的警告。
And prepare us.
然后呢，就应该好好的为死亡好好做准备。
That also reminds me, actually Bhaktivinoda Thakur mentioned that the first aspect that we about rendering devotional service to maintain a healthy body.
他说你的这个问题实际上让我们想起巴克里诺的塔库尔，他就谈过奉爱服务的第一项要做的就是要使得自己的身体，维护自己身体的健康。
Because the body is a machine.And when this machine has to perform, we have to keep the machine fit.
因为我们这个身体就像一架机器一样，一架机器一样。当我们这个机器，我们要让它正常运作的话，我们就要维护它。 You know, so now we teach people chant Hare Krishna mantra. How do we do? Can let people know that the chant Hare Krishna is most important thing.
How to make them understand chanting Hare Krishna?
Yeah, because they all have a chanting process.
Yeah. You see, while we are chanting mantra, we must understand that what is the meaning of that mantra.
那当我们在念一个mantra的时候，我们首先应该了解那个mantra的意思是什么。And
that understanding that meaning is very important because from that we understand who are we approaching.
了解这个mantra的意思之所以是那么的重要，因为我们到时候就能够知道。
Now, if the mantra is indicating the Supreme Personality of Godhead, then it is all right. But even then, we have to also consider what the mantra which aspect of the Supreme Personality of Godhead the mantra is indicating. Now, the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra is actually indicating the highest aspect of the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
而Hare Krishna Maha Mantra它所代表的是至尊和守成的最高的那个方面。His
all-attractive aspect.
是指的它的最具有魅力，绝对有魅力的那一部分。His
all-enjoying aspect.
它的绝对这个喜乐的一部分。And
his all-merciful aspect.
而且呢，是它的绝对的仁慈那一部分。So
this is. That's why the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra is considered to be the greatest of all mantras. Because not only does it take us to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, but it actually reveals His most exalted spiritual
Old age is an impetus.
Okay.
So, in some cases, someone may die accidentally, even devotees. So, you said that one meets an accidental death, one has to remain the ghost. So, if someone is a devotee, what happens? That's the one accidentally died for different levels of devotees.
You see, that's why it has been advised that one should always remember the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
他说，正是因为有这些突发的事件、车祸等等，因此今年才让我们一直不断想着至尊的守成。Because
we do not know when death will come.
因为我们不知道死亡到底什么时候到来。
Therefore, we should prepare ourselves all the time.
因此我们应该随时随刻的这种备。
We should be ready. We should be prepared. Whenever death comes, okay, I'm ready to go.
我们应该随时准备好，所以无论这个死亡什么时候到来，我们就
接受。Actually, Parikshit Indian people, devotees like Parikshit Maharaj, is very fortunate that they got to know when they're going to die. Khatanga, he got the benediction actually from the demigod. He got to know when he was going to die, but that's not the case with us.
实际上，你看像那个帕尔可西的王那样的奉献者，他那个塔塔的王那样的奉献者是非常非常幸运的。帕尔可西的王被告知七天以后死，塔塔的王是被告知，还有这个宗教死，他们都被告知什么时候死。
We can't actually say when death will come, therefore we should be prepared all the time.
但是我们却不知道什么时候会死，因此我们应该随时随地的做。
And accidental death means all of a sudden the occasion comes to leave the body.
这种突发事件的死亡，就是说突然间发生的事，我们就灵魂要离开这身体。
Generally, generally, when one leaves his body accidentally like that, then yeah, if one becomes a ghost.
一般的情况下，人在突发事件的时候，突然间就被迫离开身体的话，那他就会变成鬼魂。
But a devotee who has taken shelter of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, whether he leaves his body accidentally or after prolonged disease and thing, it's because he has taken shelter of the Lord.He is transcendentally situated.
那么对于至尊的，对于奉献者来说，因为奉献者一直不断的求取至尊人格守神的庇护，因此无论他是在突发事件内的情况下死亡，还是因为疾病长期的折磨死亡，或者是寿终正寝的死亡，那么由于有至尊主的保护，他们总是最后能够处在于超然的状态当中。
For a devotee who has taken shelter of the Lord.There is no question of becoming a ghost.
对于这一个脱离于至尊人格守神的奉献者来说，不存在变成鬼魂的问题。
The Supreme Personality of Godhead is all merciful.
至尊人格守神是绝对仁慈的。
And especially his Bhakta Vatsa, he is the protector and maintainer of his devotees.
尤其是经典上说他是巴卡巴卡，意思就是说他是奉献者的保护者和维护者。
So one who has taken shelter of him, the Lord is and offered everything to him, taken shelter and surrendered himself completely to him, is the Lord so ungrateful that he will forget all that he has done for him and tell him, okay, now you are on your own because you have an accident.
那因此呢，由于这个至尊主的奉献者完全脱离于至尊主的保护啊，一直不断的就是努力的为他做服务，所以至尊主对奉献者是那么的高兴。因此，无论是什么情况下要死亡的话，至尊主就会让他在一种超然的状态当中。
So the answer to your question is, one who has taken shelter of the lotus feet of the Lord, he will be protected by the Lord under all circumstances.
所以呢，为了回答你的问题，总而言之，一句话就是说，只要脱离于至尊主的保护，那么至尊主就会在所有的情况下保护他的奉献者。
Hare Krishna. Yes.
When one has an accident and is in a coma, what is happening to the soul at that stage that the person is in a coma?
For a mundane, okay, you try.
那当人就是遇到那个比方车祸的某些情况的时候，他处在昏迷的状态下的时候，他的状态是什么？
Well, for a mundane person, for a materialistic person, it is a situation where Jamraj is having difficulty to figure out where he should be.
那个对于这个物质主义者来说， 对于世俗人来说，在这样的情况下，那就是道理。他那个阎罗王道理应该怎么处理他？那真的是比较困难。
Because this piety and sin are so well balanced, that Yamaraj is figuring out whether to send it to heaven or to send it to hell. And another situation of coma is that there is a tug of war between the Jyamadutas and the doctors. The doctors, with all their artificial arrangements, are trying to keep him here. And Jyamadutas are trying to pull him out. But for a devotee who is in a coma, we have to understand that Krishna is actually making him go through certain experiences internally to prepare himself to go back to his next destination.
但是对于奉献者来说，我们要明白的是什么呢？在整个这个过程当中，至尊主就会给那个奉献者的那个灵魂一些个特殊的那种经验，让他永远能够记住这一切，然后呢，为他今后的下一站就是来生啊，或者是怎么样做准备。
那边，第二个问题。
Treat your parents nicely. You cannot give money to us. So this is difficult. This is the tradition, Chinese culture that
Take care of your
parents. Yeah.
Okay. Very good. Very good.
And then the parents that if you continue to follow Krishna, you better to come home.
What's the last one?
If you continue to follow your Krishna, better don't come home. Okay.
You see, to be a devotee means responsible.
实际上成为奉献者是应该要变得更加有责任心。Now,
if you have some responsibility to take care of your parents, to and when they are in need of your help, to not to take care of them is not right.
如果你的家人需要你去照顾他们的话，你有这样的责任的话，那如果你不去照顾，这样子不对。
It is not that if you become a Hare Krishna, you have to give up your job and become a useless bum. Rather, you do your duty nicely, and at the same time, you chant the holy name of the Lord.
相反，你应该很好的履行你的职责，同时呢，很好的迎接你的儿子，小儿子。And
the Oriental culture is actually the Oriental culture demands that the children should take care of the parents.
其实东方的这种传统文化就是。
So take care of your parents very nicely, so that your parents will say that I am so proud that my son has become a Hare
Krishna.
And they'll say, if the Hare Krishna is so good, then I become a Hare Krishna So don't neglect your duty. And you know, do your duty properly, and you're working now.
那就应该一直很好的履行你的职责，努力的工作。Do you have a job? No. No, why? He finds several jobs each time last 1 month or 20 days.
Especially, I mean, you're a householder. Is he a householder? Oh, yes.
No.
Yeah, anyway, at least since he has parents who need his support, give the support to your parents.
他说，如果你的父母需要你的资金支持的话，你应该去给他。Okay.
Because you see, we have been very sensitive how we behave, especially in Taiwan, Vietnam, and we should act in such a way that people will become favorable towards us, not they will become antagonistic.
所以他说，我们应该特别的小心，就是我们的行为到底是怎么样。特别是在台湾这样的一种文化当中，你应该最后通过你的行为举止，让人们对 Krishna 意识喜爱，而不是通过我们的行为最后让人讨厌。So that is how we are going to do the preaching.
Because when people have confidence in you, they'll think highly of
you.
Okay.
Okay.
Hare Krishna, all glories to Shri Prabhupada. Go, Prima Nandi.